This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Ever wonder what's really behind the headlines? Or why certain theories just won't go away? Dive into the world of The No Name Podcast, your go-to podcast for unraveling the mysteries of conspiracies, politics, and everyday life. Each week, we blend our opinions, analysis, with some storytelling to uncover the hidden layers of our world. From the latest political intrigue to the most fascinating conspiracy theories, we bring you a balanced dose of skepticism and insight. Whether you're a seasoned critical thinker or just curious about the whispers that swirl around us, we offer a space where your questions are welcome and your mind can wander freely. Tune in, spark your curiosity, and let's embark on this journey of discovery together. The No Name Podcast, where every episode is a new chance to think critically and see the world through a different lens. Don't miss out. Subscribe today and join the conversation.
Well, happy week. This is Jeremy.
What's going on, everybody? It's Dustin. It's the weekend. Go Big Orange.
I would completely disagree and say, let's go Dogs.
We're ready for college football. Go Vols.
Welcome to the No Name Podcast. We're your hosts for this, and tonight it's just us. So we appreciate you listening in.
Yeah, and tonight's going to be kind of a free-for-all. We're going to kind of touch on a lot of different things tonight. We don't want to focus us on one area, one topic. We've got a lot of things on our mind this week.
Yeah, it's kind of like we're just going to kind of shoot from the hip here a little bit and just kind of flow. But, you know, first of all, we want to we haven't addressed it. We wanted to take a moment and say that, you know, we're praying for all the families of Appalachian High School in Georgia, which is our home state here.
Our hearts and prayers definitely go out to those families affected by this tragedy.
I mean, it kind of hit hard because it's just something that is hard to think that kind of thing is happening in your own state. And you know, it's just it's really sad, you know, because we both have
a lot of
school,
yeah, we
and
have friends and family that go, you know, to that school district, and know a lot of people in that area.
Yeah, and it's just, just a terrible tragedy that could have been avoided. And, you know, just hate to see that kind of thing happen in your area. I mean, in your state or in the United States. I mean, at all. I mean, you know, especially when it's something that could have been avoided. And, you know, not trying to turn it into a political thing, you know, we got to take the guns. You know, it doesn't feel like you kind of have to take the guns. It feels like you kind of have to, I don't know if it's train the staff better or, you know, I don't know what your thoughts are on school safety, but mine are, I'm like, let's equip the equipable people with the proper, you know, firearms to stop something like that.
I think one precaution that could, you know, that could be looked into is something that they had, I mean, they kicked around the idea when me and you were in high school, you know, we were switching to clear backpacks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they had talked to us when we were in high school about, oh, they were going to switch to clear backpacks, which, I mean, I don't really think that's a bad idea at this point. I mean, as much as we're seeing this happen.
Well, you know, I don't even see the point of backpacks anyway, because, like, in our middle school, they're just using Chromebooks.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not bringing books home. They're not taking, like, you know, except for maybe a library book.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not staying at school. It's pretty much coming home and staying here for reading and then, you know, going back when it's time to turn it in. You know, I don't even know why kids are taking book bags anymore. You know, like elementary school, you're still using books or, you know, notebooks or whatever. But even in middle school, which I know that was at a high school, but at middle school, you know, they're pretty much all on Chromebooks.
All digital now. I mean, and I wouldn't know because I don't have, I mean, my kids aren't in middle school or high school yet.
Well, so my kids aren't in school at all anymore because we've switched over to homeschool. So,
yeah, I mean, I don't blame you now. I mean, I don't blame you at all.
It's been a heck of a start to the school year for us. And, you know, this thing that happened at Appalachia was kind of like, you know, okay, it kind of accelerated our timeline for homeschool. And, you know, we went ahead and pulled the plug on it after that happened because it's like, you know, our feelings were, you know, kind of like, it just didn't make sense for us to stay there. And then after that happened, it, you know, you get that weird feeling of, I don't feel safe. You know, when you're a parent, it's like, you feel like you're safe sending your kids to school. You know, you have that little, you know, thing in your brain that, okay, my kids are at home when they're at home and they're safe because I keep them safe. And when I send them to school, they're safe because, you know, they have all these little things in place.
Yeah.
And then as you kind of start to unfold the onion after a tragedy like this and you start going, well, what if this happens or what if that happens? Yeah. You know, you lose that faith, at least I did and my wife did. You know, we lost that faith where it's like, I don't feel like my kids are safe, you know.
Yeah. And, I mean, I think a lot of parents have been feeling that way for a while now, not just here recently. This, you know, they've been feeling that way for the last few years.
Yeah. Probably. I mean, if you can't physically keep them safe, trying to keep them safe from the curriculum that, you know, Big Gov is pushing anymore, you know, that was the other push for us was, you know, what kind of curriculum are we trying to pump down these kids' throat anymore?
Yeah.
And, you know, after we started peeling that onion back, it was like, whoa,
yeah.
I don't feel safe about what they're learning or what they're being exposed to. And, you know, and then after the physical aspect was out of the picture, it's like, okay, you know, we've got to really make a decision on what's good for our family. And, you know, I can't imagine how many people have probably pulled their kids out of school in the past.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
week.
Think about it. A lot of these families still are unsure if, you know, if their kids are going to go back or not. I think they're still battling with that decision.
Yeah, and I'm definitely fortunate enough to have a wife that stays at home.
I mean, my heart breaks for these families. I couldn't imagine. I just couldn't imagine, you know, dealing with having to ask your child, too, their opinion. Like, do you want to go back? How do you feel? Do you feel comfortable going back? Would you want to go back? You know, and then if they say yes and you don't want to send them back because you're terrified to send them back, or if they don't want to go back and you're like, I need you to go back, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, we had 2 out of 3 say that they were not fully comfortable going back after that, because, you know, what kind of ticked me off is I expected my daughter that was in middle school, I expected her to find out about it, because, you know, while we allow her to have a phone, we have it locked down to where she doesn't have Google. She doesn't have any contacts that aren't in our list of contact people, you know, that's family and whatnot. But you have all these other kids that do have access to that, where the parents just give them free access to everything. So I knew she was going to find out about it. What I did not expect was that my kids in middle school were going to find out about it. The teacher, the day of, told my fifth grader about it. And I was shocked about that. I'm like, shouldn't that be something that the parents tell your kids about? Like, you know, to have a full rounded conversation about that.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
So it wasn't even something that we could have kept shielded, because we didn't have that decision. We didn't have the opportunity to decide whether they were old enough to find out about it or not. That decision was taken away from us. And that kind of ticked me off, because, you know, it's hard to explain to an elementary kid what it's like to have somebody who's not much older than them come in and start killing their peers.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, so we're having to sit there and have this hard conversation that we weren't planning on having, or at least not starting out that way, you know, about what happened. And, you know, yes, you also go to a public school, and, you know, you're sitting there getting these emails from the district about how, oh, we've got extra safety on the schools and da, da, da. You drive by there, nothing. Just your standard SRO, which is great, because, you know, the SROs are the freaking heroes of Appalachia. I mean, just, you know, I think it was like 2 minutes they had that place secured.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a freaking hero
I know you heard the sheriff on television said, you know, when the officers approached him, he quickly surrendered.
Right. I mean, what a hero. Like, that is an absolute hero right there.
Yeah.
I mean, 2 minutes in that kind of situation is wonderful. But not everybody's that lucky. Right. You know, look at how many other shootings have taken much, much longer to come to an end. I mean, that one in Orlando, I don't know if you watched the documentary on that they had. You know, I mean, it took hours.
I go back to the one that happened when, I don't know what grade you were in when this happened, but I remember I was pretty young when it happened, when Columbine happened.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
that took hours. Didn't it take hours for that to...
I think it was a while, but, you know, that was my point, is that Columbine happened. I think it was in dismissal. And I told my wife, I said, that's my problem with there not being any extra officers, especially last Wednesday when that shooting happened, is that dismissal, you've got all these people in the hallways and everybody's going somewhere. What a, you know, opportunity to wreak havoc.
Yeah.
You know, given the opportunity. And it's like, you know, the fact that our SRO is out directing traffic during dismissal, there is nobody in that school protecting it. And after, you know, we just never sent them back after that. Because I'm like, you know, and then, you know, we started getting emails and whatnot. Like, we have, you know, people have undercover cars and stuff like that. I drove the parking lot. You can pick out an undercover. I drove the parking lot. Nothing. Not one.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's just, you know, and the fact that, you know, they had, my biggest thing about the whole thing, and, you know, I was listening to all the people that were, you know, rumoring and everything else about, you know, Appalachia. And I'm like, you know, my biggest thing is if these folks had warning, because that was one of the first reports, was that they had, you know, at first they were saying that the kid called in a threat, and it turns out it was actually the mother who called in 30 minutes before it happened and said, my son needs to be found. There is a danger. He is a danger. And then they go and search the wrong kid. Who dropped the ball? Because this could have been avoided had people done the right thing and done it right. And man, you know, that's the thing when it comes down to these kind of things, is every detail matters.
Yeah, and it being what it is and such a sensitive subject, I don't want to point fingers at anybody in particular, because we don't know who did or who didn't. The unfortunate thing is the ball did get dropped, and you know, a tragedy struck. But I think at the end of the day, better security measures need to be put in place.
I mean, what why kind of security
not,
measures?
Well, why is there think? Not like metal detectors there, why, or something like that?
But who's going to manage it if you have metal detectors? I mean, so that's the thing, is like, you know, so our school was saying in their email, they're like, we're going to check those doors and everything. And I'm like, checking the doors doesn't do a thing if you have an attack from the inside, which is what this one
was.
Well,
I've always said they need to have more officers at schools.
Absolutely. Or teachers that are armed or something, you know. I mean, not every teacher is comfortable with being armed, but I know a good bit of teachers that are. And I'm like, you know, if you have a teacher that, you know, is willing to be armed, I mean, do you agree with that? That, you know, if you have a teacher that is willing to go through training and is, you know, well-equipped to be armed, do you think that that should happen or not?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see a problem with it if they go through the same precautions that I would have to take. You know, if I have a firearm, I have to have a background check done. You know, you have to go through the appropriate measures.
But, you know, if you're going to have a gun in a school, you definitely need training.
You definitely need training. Yeah. Absolutely. So they're going
to
need
how to shoot, where to,
what I'm saying is they need to have to go through the necessary precautions that I have to take and above and beyond. So, yes, I think that if they want to do that, I think it should be left up to the teacher.
Yeah. You know? But I think that kind of helps out in that kind of situation. And I said, thank God for, you know, this Appalachia, where you had the SRO who was, you know, in the little credit card system or whatever they call that, where they tapped and, you know, they knew exactly where there was, like you tap three times or something.
Yeah.
And honestly, I hate the fact that they've disclosed that, because now everybody knows.
Yeah.
And, you know, so if you ever had that kind of situation again, now that person knows, okay, I have to get to this teacher's lanyard first. If I get the lanyard first, they can't report it.
That's true.
And, you know, that's the problem with even, you know, doing the active shooter drills and stuff like that, is you're giving away all the secrets to potentially someone on the inside who now knows, okay, should this happen, we're going to hide here. We're going to, you know, do all the things, you know, and it's like, I feel like we need to come together as a society and say, this is how we need to handle this. Either we do the active shooting drills without the kids or, you know, something, because, you know, you're giving away all the secrets, yeah, you know, and then everybody's equipped to know exactly what you're doing at every point. And to me, you know, there is a fine line of how to handle that kind of thing correctly. I don't know what that line is. I'm just, you know, I'm coaching from the couch,
yeah,
at this,
yeah,
point, you know, because I'm not in it. I'm not an educator.
I don't see a problem with, why don't they get, like, you know, hold a meeting with parents of the children of the school, together with the faculty of the school, together with the law enforcement of the city and the county of the school district.
Right.
All of them together come up with a plan.
Right.
Let's spitball these ideas and come up together with a plan. I don't see a problem with that. That could be an option. I don't know. But I want to get down to I think we already said, you know, I think more, you know, they've talked about defunding police and this and that. How about we fund the police and put more of them in our school systems?
Right.
I think we should do that to protect our children and our staff.
Yeah, exactly.
Faculty.
I mean, you shouldn't so
these
have to
kind
feel
of tragedies.
Like
they may still happen, but maybe not like this.
I just couldn't imagine feeling like that going to work. You know, you're in a gun-free zone. And I mean,
or you happen to feel that way of your spouse going to work.
O'Reilly. Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on. Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly. Auto parts.
Exactly.
And your child going to school.
Yeah. And I mean, that's the...
I mean, think about that. Your child's going to school, and you have to be afraid of your child going to school.
Right. I mean,
it's just really sad. But I want to peel back the onion a little bit more, so to speak, on not just what happened here at Appalachie, but this whole topic in general of this happening to schools, period. And kind of where I think this problem really stems from, and I don't know where it stems from. This is just me throwing out an idea, okay?
All right.
I don't know where the problem really originates and where it came from, but I think it comes from someone or more than one person, and that person or persons is pushing this idea on our children, either through online gaming or somehow through the media.
Right.
Somehow they're getting through to these children. And they're manipulating these kids into doing their bidding, doing for whatever reason. I don't know why they're wanting to do this.
Do you ever watch that show Criminal Minds?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think the last season, they kind of touched on that where there was a guy that was... basically, he just had a... Did you watch the last season or no? Okay, because they just re-came out with the show because, you know, it had gone off air for a couple of years. And now it's, you know, TVMA, you know, it's not on cable kind of thing. But they had that same thing that you're talking about where they had a guy who's basically at the helm of the internet, the dark web, as they call it. And he is, you know, giving all these people the ideas and everything of, you know... You know, you got to murder these people. You got to, you know, do all these things. And man, it is just eye-opening for where we are as a society on the internet and everything. And, you know, we touched on a little tiny piece of that in Big Tech episode.
Yeah.
I think that was episode 2 we did. But, you know, if you kind of look at, you know, what Dustin's talking about, where people are almost grooming other people to do what they want them to do, that is a real story. Like, that's not even a conspiracy.
Yeah, this isn't a...
It's not theory. That is fact.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I believe happened with, unfortunately, here in this incident. I know with his dad buying him this and everything, that was really bad. He deserved to get in trouble for that, too.
That dad deserves everything he's getting.
He deserves that. But I think the bigger problem came from somewhere else. And somehow this kid got influenced really, really badly.
Well, I mean, the fact that the kid was investigated
already
just last year.
Yeah.
In another county. And then
that county warned at this county.
Yeah. He transfers over to Barrow County. And then somehow somebody drops the ball on the fact that he was investigated for those kind of things. I mean, to be honest with you, as much, you know, big government, I'm not a big fan of. I think when you're investigated for any kind of threat to a school like that, you should not be in school.
100%.
You should not be in school.
Either,
and that's
either you should
any
be,
public
it
school.
Should be, I think, it should be mandated that you are to be homeschooled, or if you're not able to be homeschooled, you will go to YDC.
What is that, alternative school?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, it, you know, and there's plenty of alternative schools, I think, in every county.
YDC is actually a youth detention center, but yeah.
But, you know, I think I saw an article today or yesterday that was 32 kids have been arrested in Georgia for threats.
That's why I'm saying this.
Yeah, and that's just crazy to me because...
That's why I'm saying this, people. So, me and Jeremy has already said, what we try and do is we try and put these puzzle pieces together. So, think about, just hear me out for a minute and think about it. If this kid right here is connected to these other 32 children that have already been arrested and investigated by law enforcement and have been taken into custody for threatening schools, and they actually on quite a few of these kids, they already found weapons on them, from what I understand.
Right, they have.
So
a lot of them have been unfounded. Like, they were just making threats, and I don't know why these kids are doing that. Like, what kind of fame and fortune do you think you're going to receive from doing that kind of thing? Like, I immediately told my kids when this happened, I'm like, this is not a joke. This is not something that you joke about. You will not make these kind of comments. You will not joke around with it. This is not a joking matter. And I think as a parent, if you're not having that conversation with your kids, then that's a problem, because you need to be telling your kids, you will not speak these things. You will not joke around about it. It is not a joking matter. People that joke around about it end up in jail.
Yeah.
Joke around and find out.
Joke around and find out.
I mean, because this is what's happening, is these kids who may not mean anything by it, they're just trying to, you know, get some sort of likes on, you know, my wife is convinced that these kids think that they're going to go viral in a good way. And I'm like,
your son, you're going viral in a very bad way.
Right. You're going to jail. You're going to juvie.
Well, you brought up something too just now, is what do they think they're going to gain from this? What do they think they're going to get out of this? Who knows if they think they're going to get anything out of it? It's more so like a cult. Think about it. If a cult, you join a cult, they're not promising you that you're going to get something physical. They're saying you're going to receive love. You're going to receive this and this and this. I don't know what they've told these children.
Right.
But obviously, if this kid is connected to these other 32 kids, then that goes to show you they're grooming a group of children for this. Why?
Right.
And who's doing it? That's the problem here. We need to be finding out how these all 33 kids are connected in some way, and where are they connected from, and who told them this.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that I found very interesting about this one kid is that they took him alive.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times do you see a situation like this where you actually take
Absolutely.
A person alive?
Absolutely.
Especially when they get found out, like that, you know, when the SRO showed up, a lot of times you end up either a shootout or a suicide.
Yeah.
And
he injured, what was it, 14?
I think it was 9.
Okay.
I think he killed 4 and injured 9 is what the final counts were. And... you know, at the end of the
day... Usually, if you injure 9, like you said, they're not going to take you alive.
Yeah, and I mean, thank God those 9 people that were injured actually recovered. I mean, because I think 4 of those 9 were considered high risk when they took them to the hospital. You know, they had airlift and all that stuff going on, too. And, you know, thank God for those people that they recovered. You know, and I mean, you had some real, you know, the heroes there. I think one of the kids was one of the ones that closed the door and, you know, like all that stuff that kept him from coming into that classroom. And, you know, I mean, just a lot of heroes in that situation that could have fully been avoided, not by taking the guns, but by taking the proper precautions for that situation.
Yeah.
And, you know, but yeah, I mean, you know, this kid apparently was crying out for help.
Yeah,
you know, the problem with small towns, and you know where this happened as a small town, is you get so many people talking stuff that is not true, you know, all the rumors and everything. But, you know, the facts about it that have come out, you know, the actual facts is that this kid grew up in a broken house, and, you know, he was crying out for help. He he did not receive the help, you know, and the school had an opportunity to stop it. And unfortunately, through, I don't know if it was bad information, that part has not come out officially that I've seen, but you know, there was either bad information or somebody just didn't do their job well enough. I don't know. You know, it could have been prevented, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
But, you know, the heroes in this thing, whether it be the people that closed the doors and the SRO that showed up and took them down, you know, I mean, amazing turnaround. But you just don't see these kind of people being taken down alive.
No, this is a rare instance.
Very rare.
I think at the end of the day, you know, this kid was just failed. Somebody really failed this child. And that's what he is. He is a child. And I'm not defending him at all in what he did.
No, you can't defend it.
What he did was horrible.
I mean, it's unfortunate that he's 14 years old.
It is.
It sucks.
The punishment he gets, he deserves.
Yeah, he deserves to be tried as an adult, too.
He fully deserves to be tried as an adult. I'm just saying at the end of the day, this kid was failed miserably.
Absolutely.
His
family failed him.
His family failed him. The system failed him. And at the end of the day, we need to look to and see. This really does go to show you don't know what people are going through.
Right.
You just don't know what somebody's going through mentally, emotionally. You never know. I mean, I've struggled. You know, I'm very open about that. I've had my own struggles. In my life, mentally and emotionally, and it sucks, man. I mean, it sucks. You be on this roller coaster of one minute you're up here, next minute you're down here, one minute you're laughing, next minute you're pissed off, ready to tear somebody apart, and the next minute you're crying. I mean, you're just going ups and downs. You just don't know what people are going through. So at the end of the day, let's try. I mean, really, 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 let's try and come together and really love each other and be there for each other and just ask somebody. I mean, that's all somebody wants you to do is ask them, hey man, how's it going? How are you doing today?
Right.
Or, hey girl, how you doing? How are you doing today? Everything okay with you? Need to talk? I'm here for you. Let them know that and really mean it.
Yeah. You have to actually, you know, you should never do that if you don't mean it because, you know, the person on the other end of that can tell.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you've experienced that too with, you know, dealing with, you know, mental health stuff. It's like, you can tell when somebody's actually being genuine and somebody's just, you know, just
going through the motions.
Say it.
They're just going through the motions.
Right.
And that
makes you feel even worse as a human being.
But this being, you know, our community as well and, you know, being around here and these being our people and we wanted to give a little bit of time before we just jumped on this and everything because I've never been one to do that. I don't like jumping on things like this when it first goes down. I want to give you some time. But we also want to let you know our hearts are with you.
We're here for you. I mean,
we're praying for everybody involved. We're praying for the community. We're praying for the school. We're praying for the staff. We're praying for the children. Praying for those families.
I can't imagine the decision that the staff is having to make with everything.
Yeah, do they even want to go back to work? Man, I don't know. But I think whenever they do, they really should have more law enforcement at that school.
Yeah.
And all schools. I think they should have more officers in every school.
This kind of comes back to the whole boy who cried wolf thing.
Yeah.
And I think as a society, you know, from what I'm understanding from this, because I've reached out to a lot of my friends who are in law enforcement through this because, you know, we've been trying to make decisions for our family through all of this. And so I've reached out to pretty much everybody that I know in this. And, you know, I had no idea that the copycats are normal. You know, because all the other shooting, like the school shootings that have happened have not been in our state. So I guess that's not nationally advertised maybe.
Yeah.
So I was unaware that this is actually normal.
Yeah,
and
it is.
And it's kind of caught me off guard.
It is, and it's really sick and it's wrong.
Yeah.
But it does. It does happen. I remember, you know, you graduated a little before, just like a year or two before me, I think. Where I went to school at, we had a bomb threat, and it wasn't, I mean, the kid really had a bomb. It wasn't just a call in. He did have a bomb strapped to his chest, and he held our secretary hostage in the front office. They evacuated our school. We ended up going to another building on some buses and stuff. A lot of kids were on the football field, this and that.
And he held her hostage in the front office for quite a while.
Wow.
And
I didn't know that.
They actually, the officers, you know, they negotiated with him to finally let her go. And he surrendered, and they, the GBI took the bomb and detonated it off the side of the building and everything. And it blew up, left a big mark on the side of the building.
Wow.
But even after that, there were still people prank calling to try and get out of school, like to try to get the school closed for a day or something like that, just to get out of school. It's children. I mean, kids do that, and it's wrong. But this right here, what we're seeing now, to me, is unlike anything I've ever seen before, where you don't, to me, it's more than a coincidence, and it's more than just copycats. When you have 32 kids in the matter of days,
right?
A matter of just a couple days.
Yeah, I mean, this is the problem with society.
That needs to be investigated and really looked at more closely to see, oh, is this really just a coincidence, or are all these kids connected to and somehow?
Well, to be completely honest with you, I think what we've dealt with is we're asleep at the wheel. You know, you've got the boy who cried wolf syndrome, and, you know, not pointing fingers, but I wonder if that's part of the reason why, even though the mother called in a, you know, there could be a problem call 30 minutes before it happened. It makes me wonder if that's part of the reason why it didn't get caught ahead of time, because I think people are just used to.
Yeah. You think whoever answered the phone just didn't take it serious.
I mean, I don't know.
Like, oh, I've heard this before.
Right. It's and I think that's part of the problem, is that we've just taken in these threats and people aren't being arrested. Kids aren't seeing the real world consequences of their actions, you know, and I think that that's really become an epidemic on, you know, having people held accountable for their actions. You know, they should have been arresting these kids years ago. Every single time somebody calls in a threat, you know, all the three-letter agencies, the FBI, the GBI, or, you know, whatever state they're in, you know, whatever their, you know, their state police are, you know, those folks should be notified. Those folks should be investigating and bringing those kids to justice. Yeah. Because if you're not, and I hate the police state. I really do. But when it comes down to the safety of everybody else, you've got to take the real, actual people who are making these threats and make an example out of them. Because if you don't, then it, you know, like my wife said, people are just getting the fame and fortune without the actual consequence. You know, and I'm thankful for the state of Georgia for, you know, taking this instance and actually start bringing these people to justice.
Yeah.
You know, they need to arrest these kids. They need to put them through hell.
Yeah.
You know, and make them realize, and so they can tell their friends, boy, I don't ever want to do that again.
Yeah.
That was terrible. That was the worst experience I've ever had in my life. You know, and if you're not getting that was the worst experience of my life, but you're getting the fame and fortune of, yeah, I called in a bomb.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Bomb threat, or, you know, I threatened to, you know, do whatever. It's just crazy. You know, yeah. It's just crazy. And everybody else suffers. And then when you have the one person who goes and actually follows through with threat, this is the outcome. And, you know, maybe it's 1 in 100 or 1 in 200. But when your kids or your family or your spouse is at that place where it happens because somebody didn't take it serious, that's the worst feeling in the world.
Yeah. And, you know, going, if we were to go back
and look at what we had said in episode 2 in our big tech and media episode, where we talked about how, you know, they hear everything you're saying all the time through our technology. If they really want it, I mean, really, they have the access to catch every one of these kids that did this.
Well, I mean, they've sat there and brought 32 kids into jail for it, and that's by, you know, IP addresses mm-hmm. or whatever.
So you mean to tell me you can't track down the IP address and find out where it originated from? Who told these kids to do this? Where did this idea come from? It's not just playing Call of Duty online.
Right.
And they're like, oh man, looks so cool. I mean, they didn't get that idea from that.
Well, I mean,
they
talk
to each other when they're playing online.
I've seen a lot of people talk about video games being the problem, but you know, our state of mind in this current society has dumbed down the fact that, you know, when you take a life, that's done, and there's a real world consequence for it.
I'm not blaming video games for this.
No, but I'm saying, like, that's been a big push, is, you know, because they said this kid played video games, and, you know, that terrible interview.
Bro, me and you played video games, and we would never do this.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it's terrible interview that, you know, they posted with the father last year when he was investigated, when the kid, you know, made the threat, you know, which was unfounded, but which I don't know how it was unfounded, because they should have been able to track his IP address. You know, I mean, technology hasn't changed that much from, you know, December of 23.
You can track somebody's IP address for piracing movies. You can track somebody's IP address for this.
Right. I mean, you know, it just kind of like one of those things where
you know, but you understand what I'm saying. Like,
absolutely.
If they're playing these games online with someone, with a group of people, you can talk to anybody you want to online playing a video game. So if you're talking to some dude whose user tag is Demon 666 or whatever his name may be, Let's Go Brandon 24, I don't know. Whatever their name is, it doesn't matter. But that, I mean, they're talking to these people, and that person could influence them very easily and say, hey, you know
Super
what?
Easy.
You know what, man? What if we were to do this right here in real life? What if we weren't in this building, but we were in a, you know, I bet they piss you off at school all the time. You know, I bet these kids call you some really bad stuff at school all the time.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm
just saying. Like, it's very easy. And again, they're going after the younger ones that are more easily manipulated. And they're using them to be their army.
Right.
They're using them to be their tools to do their bidding.
Right.
And for whatever reason, why is that their bidding? I don't know. In that moment, that's what they wanted to happen, though. And they used our kids to do it.
Right.
If that doesn't piss you off, to make you use your voice and stand up and say something, I don't know what's going to.
I mean, I think when we were talking to Trey last week, you know, we were talking about the fact that, you know, is somebody possessed to do this? Or does a real human being have that in them? To where, you know, just a regular human being that doesn't have that, like, do they have that in them that I'm going to go and kill somebody? And, you know, at the end of the day, my thought on that is that, you know, I don't know. I mean, because, you know, I don't know if that kid woke up, you know, I don't know if it's true or not, but I had heard, again, you know, small town rumors and everything else, but I had heard that this was his second day of school.
Really?
And I don't know if that's true or not.
I didn't hear that. I heard that he was being bullied. I did hear that he was being bullied.
I mean, I heard that too, but you know, I don't know if being bullied is enough to do something like that. You know,
let me tell you now, I got bullied in school and I did bully in school. I did both. Not proud of it, but we did. And
I think it was different when we were kids.
It was different.
It was different.
It was different.
It didn't feel like you had to get retribution with, you know, this kind of thing.
No.
It felt more like...
Oh, I mean, back then we would just say, we'll solve this after school. Meet me up
exactly.
here. We'll take care of it.
And then we would hug afterward and we were friends. But I don't know, man. I can't answer that and say, yeah, you know, if for somebody to do this, they have to be demonically possessed or they're just absolutely pure evil. I will say that serial killers that we've seen, you can see it in their eyes that they don't look like me and you.
Yeah.
They just have that look in their eye. They're not like me and you.
But I mean, do you think it's something like
him? I don't think that he personally, I'm just going to say, and I don't know, this is just my opinion. I don't know. I wouldn't say that he personally was demonically possessed. I wouldn't say he personally was evil. I would say that he was vulnerable and the person that took advantage of him and used him for their bidding and used him for their tool, that person is evil.
Yeah.
That person has got some demon on him.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you this. I think that if you're dealing with that kind of person who's doing the grooming, like you're kind of saying, I think that if you're weak enough, I hate to say weak enough, but if you're naive enough to listen to what that person has to say, that stuff rubs off on you.
Yeah.
So absolutely. Maybe you're not officially possessed.
Oh, no, he's not per se,
but you've got something on you or in you.
Yeah.
That now kind of takes over your mindset. And, you know, that when we were talking about the, you know, the demonic possession episode, you know, it's like you or somebody in your life has to realize this person is not the same and, you know, they have to pray it out of you or whatever, you know, or somebody in your life has got, or you yourself has to realize this is not me.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be self-aware to say that I shouldn't have feelings like this.
Well, that goes back to, remember, like you had just, and you can say, you can use a term weak. You can, that goes to show you that's kind of who they target. I mean, that's the kind of people that these people are going to target. It's just like in a cult. They go after the people that they see that they can take advantage of. You're lonely. You're hurt. You're bullied. You're sad. You're depressed. You're angry. All these things. I can help you. I'm going to be here for you. I'll get you through this.
Right.
Let's do this right here. This right here will make you feel better.
See,
this right here will make all those people. This right here, show them.
That is such Satan-like. I mean, that's literally.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. That's why I'm saying the person that it originated with, whoever told these kids to do this, they're the ones that got the evil on them. Now, these kids that are listening to it and doing it, they're not clean by any means. They got the blood on their hands.
Yeah.
After they get out of here and they see that person's not there for them, he's not there for you now, or she's not there for you now, they're not helping you now.
Yeah.
They're not showing you they love you now. They left it all for you to deal with now. Who loves you? Who's going to get you through this at the end of it? Who's going to forgive you for doing this? We know who will forgive them for doing it.
Right, but they don't.
Not yet.
Not yet. Exactly.
Not yet.
I mean,
so I strongly believe that every person before they die has the opportunity to be saved by the grace of God. He's going to come to you at least one time in your life and offer it to you. It's up to you to take it. He doesn't promise you to offer it to you more than one time. He'll offer it to you one time. So if this kid hasn't been offered that yet, he will. He will. You know, I'm going to pray for him just like I'm praying for these families. I'm praying for the community and everybody going through this. I'll be praying for him too. I'll be praying for all the kids that I feel like are being influenced by whoever or whatever they're being influenced by. But I do strongly believe that these kids are being influenced by someone or something. And I don't know why that evil would be influencing our children to do this.
I mean, we have such a society problem. And I mean, that was part of the reason why we decided to pull out of public school is, you know, when we were weighing out everything. I mean, we did the, you know, pros and cons list of all of it. And it's like, you know, you start looking at just society in general and where are we sitting as a society? And my God, it is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, it is uncomfortable just going out in public. I mean, this guy cut me off the other day in traffic. Okay. I mean, cut me off to the point where I ended up on his bumper. Not on purpose, but because he literally got in front of me. He rolls down his window and gives me a finger gun. Okay. In his mirror looking at me. And I said, buddy, that's a level 2 lookalike weapon.
Yeah.
You know, I carry in my truck. I've got no problem, you know, but I'm like, you know, we're in trouble as a society. And I don't know where we've gone off the rails. You know, I know that we go through cycles, you know, and I wasn't alive in the 60s and the 70s, but from what I understand, you know, the free love society, the, you know, all of that stuff, you know, it kind of feels like a little bit of where we're at now, only we have technology now, which makes it so much worse.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of looking at history of, you know,
back
where
then they ate special brownies. Now we just eat gummies.
I don't know if enough people aren't on the gummies to just make it better or something, or maybe too many people are on the gummies. I don't know. But, you know, to me, it feels like, you know, we're repeating history on some level, only it's gotten way worse.
You know, the old saying, history repeats itself.
Yeah. And I feel like we're in that situation right now, only with technology. It has just exacerbated the situation to where, you know, everything is out there.
Yeah.
You know, and like we talked about a couple of weeks ago with who owns the data, who's controlling the data, who, you know, who's pushing the agenda, you know, and what is the agenda? What is the actual end game here?
Yeah.
What are we trying to accomplish?
So I think the to touch on one thing you were talking about, the generation or the society that we're in, to me, it's getting more and more evil as years go on. But it's hard, man, because where I think the end game is leading to is a one world government. That's what I think it's leading to. And one of the reasons they're targeting these kids is because, okay, let's go ahead and start the foundation now. Where does the foundation start with? The foundation starts with our youth, right?
Right.
So if we can
exactly
go,
right.
Let's go ahead and influence them now, get them where we want them to be now. That's going to be our foundation. Then that foundation is going to teach the next ones. Then the next ones, and then the next ones, until that's their army.
Right.
They have their army, and they'll just control everything. They're already controlling everything through the technology that we have. Listening in on you, spying in on you, all that good stuff.
Right.
So once they have all that covered, they've already covered that base now. So now let's start building our army.
So do you think they're worried about people like us that are in our 30s or, you know, almost
40s? No, man, we're in our
30s. Do you think they're going straight for the kids?
Yeah, they're going straight for the kids. I mean, we're in our 30s. By the time this happens, we'll be gone.
Yeah.
So we won't live through this. But our kids will live through this.
Right.
They'll be the ones that army's controlling and taking over. I mean, it's coming. All we can do is what we're doing, man. And for the ones that are listening, we're trying to give you a heads up. I mean, we are. We're putting the puzzle pieces together for you if you're not putting it together. And a lot of people are going to listen and say, hey, you know, these guys are right, or they're on to something. And we're not saying we're 100% right. We're telling you what we believe and what we think.
I definitely don't feel
have a good idea. Do what?
I definitely don't feel like we're 100% right.
I definitely don't feel like I'm 100% right, but I don't feel like I'm 100% wrong either.
No, not at all.
So, but we're going to have a lot of people on our side. We're going to have people that listen to us and say, that guy's crazy. That guy's nuts. But if you really look at it, stand back and just really listen to what we're saying and put it together, you'll say, he might be on to something.
Right.
Or they might be on to something.
And, I mean, we're not the first people to ever talk about something like this.
No, because this bleeds into a whole other thing, too, of even if they don't target them through online gaming or chatting with them through whatever, they could be I mean, putting something in the food, man, putting something in what we're in the chemicals. Think right. about it. Think about how bad over the years mental health has gotten worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Depression's gotten worse. Suicidal's gotten worse. All this stuff's gotten worse. ADHD's gotten worse.
And look at how many people are on pills.
Yeah. Look at how much stuff they're pumping into our food.
Yeah.
How many chemicals are in our food now that wasn't in our food? And all that stuff wasn't in our food back in the day.
Yeah. I mean, this GMO thing is crazy. You know, when you start to look at how many GMOs and all that stuff is in food and the fake beef and all that stuff that they're making. And
do you think suicide rates were as high back whenever our grandparents were young as they are now?
No, not at all. And I think a lot of that has to do with trans too.
Do you think there was as many people with mental illness back then as there is now?
No.
Do you think there was as many, let's just even say special needs children. Do you think there was as many special needs children back then as there are now?
Nope.
Put it all together. Why?
Yeah.
The chemicals that are in our food and our drinks and everything wasn't there then like it is now. There wasn't the technology that where they could control them like they can now. Put it together, people. I mean, yeah. It's there. I'm just saying, we'll touch on this. This right here will be a whole other topic that we're going to get to later on. But even with food dyes that are in our foods, that stuff's not even legal in Europe.
Right.
But like it's the legal red here.
Food dyes and all that stuff.
Red, blue, green, all of, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Because in Europe, they've already done the studies and say, no, that causes cancer. There's a big link to it where it can cause cancer. So it's not safe. We're not going to put it in our food. Here in America, we're going to say, until you prove it, we're going to put it in there.
Yep.
So I'm just saying, I think all that can be linked together, but I do think our youth is the foundation for this one world government that is going to come one day.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of goes down to, have you looked at central currency and all that stuff too, that they're trying to push?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Central currency is a whole nother thing. You know, where they want to get rid of the cash, get rid of the cards, you know, like you no longer have
all with like Bitcoin and stuff.
Yeah, pretty much. But you know, not Bitcoin, but
yeah,
you know, government coin.
Yeah.
You know, and they're wanting to push, you know, instead of having the US dollar or the chin or whatever they call all these different currencies, they want to do the one world currency. And you know, I don't know if you've ever looked into the Great Reset.
I've heard of it, but I haven't looked into it.
Yeah, do some research on the Great Reset. We should do a whole cast on it.
Yeah.
Because the Great Reset is part of that world, one world government with one world currency and everything else that goes along with it. I mean, it is scary stuff, you know, when you start looking at that, because, you know, where I think our founding fathers kind of had a good thing going, you know, with our republic here in the United States, a lot of that is being stripped away day by day. And, you know, we're heading right towards that one world government with the Great Reset. And it's, you know, you lose.
You know, they said in our debate the other night that it was an attack on our democracy. But we're a republic, right?
Supposedly. Republic. I mean, last
supposedly,
time I checked.
Supposedly. who knows anymore? I don't know what we are. I think we're just a world in general, a world in trouble.
At this point, I feel like
not a country in trouble. We're a world in trouble. We're a whole world in trouble.
We need Jesus. That's
yeah. I mean, something, man. It's just sad. I mean, really, that's really what it is. We live in a sad world.
Yeah.
I mean, society has just gotten so sad. And I was saying, I think that's part of the problem earlier. I was going to say, you know, one of the reasons we see more and more and more evil in the world is because everybody is looking at each other as that person hates me.
Right.
For something. That person, for some reason, doesn't like me. There's something about me that person doesn't like. Instead of saying, I love this person. I love that. There's something good about this person. And I want to get to know this person. Nobody finds the good in people anymore.
Well, I mean, you have all your, you know, people that are fake on Instagram and X and Facebook and all these places, you know, where it's like, oh, nothing ever goes wrong in my life. Everything is so grand. Oh, you know, I won the lottery. I won the, you know, the beauty contest. I won the blah, blah, blah. You know, nobody's being real and saying, man, today sucked.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm tired.
I got fired. I got, you know, I mean, just fill in the blank. You know, nobody's being real and just saying, hey, today really sucked. And I need some friends, my actual people to give me some encouragement. You know, and that, you know, kind of goes back to, you know, the government itself, you know, pushing algorithms and everything. And, you know, those kind of posts are going to get suppressed so that you can see the next big, great thing, you know, and you just kind of sit there and go, boy, you know, I must be the only one with problems.
Yeah.
And I think that's why your suicide rate is up and your, you know, people that are dealing with mental health is up, because you just, you know, take the food part out of it and just look at the society in general. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't usually post on social media if things suck in my life. I only post when it's good.
Yeah.
Every once in a while I'll put a, you know, I need some prayer because of this. You know, I'm not one of those unspoken prayer requests.
Yeah.
God knows, you know. I'm like, hey, here's what's going on in my life. You know, I could use some encouragement, you know, but those posts are few and far between.
Right.
Nobody wants to be honest.
All you see now is people post hate. That's what people post.
Right.
Social media now, all they post is hate. If you're not posting about a Democrat person you don't like or the Republican person you don't like, you're posting about a religious aspect that you don't like their religious views, or you don't like their sexual views, or you don't like their musical views. Nobody can agree to disagree. Nobody can disagree and be friends anymore.
No,
it just doesn't.
If you disagree with me,
then I hate you.
Exactly.
Then you can't. We can't be friends. What the hell happened? Where did the train come off the tracks?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But if we don't see it, somehow find a solution for it. I mean, it's gonna get a lot worse. You don't think it can get worse? It's gonna get a lot worse.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think everything went off the rails. Personally, I think it had to do with COVID. You know, I think you had people spending way too much time alone. You know, because there were some people, and I don't judge it, because, you know, for the first 2 weeks of COVID, I was that person.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest with you, I was, you know,
I was
concerned. I didn't know what the hell was going on. I was out at the grocery store day one. I bought 2 carts worth of food. Had I known toilet paper was going to be a situation, I would have bought a hell of a lot more of that. But, you know,
invested in a bidet, people.
I, you know, for the first two weeks of COVID, man, I still went to work. I never missed a day of work.
Yeah,
but, you know, as far as family goes, man, we hunkered down.
Yeah. I mean, you know, remember whenever I would get home from work, I'd strip down, threw my clothes straight in the wash, went and took a shower. Like,
I'm like, I don't care about myself, but I care about
lathered my up in that, just lathered up in hand sanitizer all over my body.
But I mean, after 2 weeks, you know, and a lot more information started coming out that wasn't from the White House and our wonderful Dr. Fauci, which, you know, he's become the F word in our house. You know,
I ain't heard nothing about him in a long time.
I mean, his ass should be in jail.
Well, yeah,
that's the God's honest truth. But, you know, when everything started coming out about, you know, I guess the quote unquote truth, it was like, okay, you know, yes, we need to not be reckless, but it's okay to live life.
Yeah.
But a lot of people didn't see that. And people spent years being segregated from the human population. And when you look at the aftermath of that, I think the society that we're currently in is what bred that. And it's scary. You know, the, you know, I was talking to one of my kids' teachers a couple years ago because, you know, he had said something off the wall. And I'm like, yeah, that sucks that he said that. But we're looking at a broken generation right now.
You know, if I was to envision what schools would look like in the next 50 years, like just in my mind, I could envision schools looking like a military school where you have armed guards there with assault rifles.
Right.
Guarding the doors while the kids are walking quietly around in the school to go to their classrooms, not even talking much.
I don't even know if that's just schools as much as society.
In the hallways anymore, they're just walking quietly to their rooms. Teachers are in there teaching and the kids are just listening. And I mean, that's what I could envision in the next 50 years.
I mean, that's not just in school. That's in everyday life. I mean, that's the Soviet. Did you ever watch that show? I think it was on Hulu, called The Handmaid's Tale or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, Gilead feels like we could be heading there. I mean, without, maybe not without the Handmaid's Tale piece of it, but just the fact that, you know, they have so many people that were like, you had to whisper if you wanted to have a real conversation, or you had to, you know, hide every aspect of your life.
Yeah.
You know, that the handmaid part of it, I don't know about that, but looking at the actual, how the government piece of that was run, it's, it doesn't feel far off from the truth, honestly.
I think here pretty soon we're going to touch on the one world government topic a little bit more. For those out there that don't know anything about it, I think it'd actually be a really good topic to kind of give them some insight in what we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, this,
but in this one right here, I think we really wanted to touch on this because of what happened.
Yeah, and I didn't expect we were going to make a whole episode out of it. It's,
we really wanted to let the, you know, the community know that we're praying for you. We love you guys. Our heart really breaks and goes out to the families and the friends, the staff, the officers, everybody that's involved, that was involved in this and is involved in this. We as a community are involved together in this.
And I know everybody wishes that they had an answer, and I wish I had that answer too.
Yeah,
but,
me too.
You know, it's just, I think as a society, we've got to realize that where we're heading is not good.
Yeah.
And me and Dustin can't be the only people to sit here and say that, you know, they've got this whole, what do you call that? See something, say something thing now everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm seeing a society lot that is broken and needs to be fixed. We need to stop tattletaling on the stupid stuff and start realizing that the big problems, we need to fix that. And until we come together as a group of people and say enough is enough, we are not going to take it, then nothing is ever going to change.
No, until then it's just whining about it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, calling on your neighbor because they were, you know, had somebody over during COVID lockdown. That's not the version of see something, say something that we need to be doing. We need to actually be saying, hey, grooming our children, not okay.
Yeah.
You know, being out there and acting like a total jerk, not okay. You know, how about have some sympathy, have some compassion, be there for the fellow man. Hey, do you need something? Do you need me to come cut your grass? Do you need some groceries?
You see that stranger over there crying and you don't know them and you don't know why they're crying? Go there and give them a hug.
Yeah, or just say, hey, do you need something?
Are you okay?
Are you okay? Like, I really, tell me what you need. I'm here for you.
But instead,
I'm not just telling you.
You know what 90% of the people do?
They walk see on it past.
And they keep walking.
Walk on past.
Not my problem.
Not my problem. That is exactly right. And we are in the not my problem society unless we see, oh my gosh, that parent was yelling at his kid. Oh my gosh. That person had somebody over to their house during the COVID lockdown. I better call the authorities.
Well, you just, so everybody knows, last night my son had a T-ball game and they got beat down 15-4. And I went out there and I gave my kid a talking to because he wasn't paying attention. And he is 6 years old. He wasn't paying attention. And I bet you every one of those parents were like, that man is mean to that child. Look, it's just T-ball. Well, I'm sorry. We've already said my kid don't get a participation trophy.
That's right.
And if he wants to play baseball and he wants to get good, he can't be throwing his glove up in the air and trying to do a handstand on second base.
During a game?
During a game, son. I said, you're going to get hit with the ball. Okay? You're going to get hit with the ball if you don't pay attention. Should you be throwing your glove up in the air right now? No, you shouldn't be. Should you be trying to do a handstand on second base? No. Should you be watching the ball? Yes. Then watch the ball. I'm not getting on to him because he's not doing good. I'm getting on to him because he's not paying attention.
Yeah, I mean, our kids are in team sports for the first time this year. And I literally had that talk with one of my sons last night at soccer practice. And I'm like, look, I'm watching you out there. And you're not doing what your coach is telling you to do. Your coach is running the team. You are a team player. Don't be the one to let your team down. You need to be listening to what he's telling you to do. He's giving you instruction. You can have fun, but while having fun, you need to not let him down or your team or yourself for that matter. You're out here to win. If you're not out here to win and have fun, then we got way different things for you to do other than be part of a team sport.
Yeah. I didn't pay for this for you to stay on your hands on second base. The main message I'm trying to get across in that is my kid has to pay attention. And he's got to pay attention if he wants to succeed and do good. Just like we need to be paying attention in this. Otherwise, you're going to get hit in the face with the ball.
Right. That's a great metaphor.
So
I think we've already been hit in the face with the ball. I feel like we're in the speed.
Well, we've been hit in the face with the ball. Now we're just getting kicked in the face while we're on the ground repeatedly.
Repeatedly. Exactly. And it's like, it is just one thing after another in my eyes, because we just constantly are just, it's like we're not paying attention.
Yeah.
You know, and if we're not paying attention, we're asleep at the wheel. And if we're asleep at the wheel, it's a done deal, baby. It's a done deal.
Done deal. Well, hey guys, for those that were looking more for a conspiracy episode or whatever, like we had already said, you know, we touch on a lot of different things, but tonight we really felt like our community really needed to be addressed. This topic really needed to be addressed, and we wanted to let everybody know that we love you guys. We're praying for you guys. We're praying for our community. We're praying for our children, our schools, our officers, everybody. We love each and every one of you. We just want you to be safe. Keep tuning in. Keep listening. And like we've already said, the truth's out there, but you got to read between the lines.
That's right. And, you know, at the end of the day, we don't know what's right, what's wrong as far as what happened in our community. You know, we were just kind of looking at some different options and, you know, throwing it out there. And at the end of the day, I appreciate all the heroes that made it happen. And I hope that as a society, we can get it together and learn a lesson and actually move on that lesson. So thank you guys for listening. And we'll be back next week with a different episode that's not about this.
Yep. Peace, guys.
Love you.